I got a memory for you. No one's got this. I got this exclusively through Connie Francis. She gave it to me personally. She lives in Florida. I hope you're listening, Connie. I want to dedicate this to you. Connie was a little girl. She appeared twice on TV on Talent Scouts. It's one of many shows that Arthur Godfrey had with CBS Television and CBS Radio. Talent Scouts was most anticipated every week. And we would say, it was similar to, you know, American Idol is just a rehash of Talent Scouts. I mean, there's nothing. Is there anything really new anymore? Any new and innovative? Well, this show is. This is innovative because it's me, John LaBerca. It's not just any old person playing music like this. It's me and you. We're having fun with the family and listening to a little girl, not quite 16. She's a very young teenager going to high school. She's been playing the accordion since the age of 4. Because Italian families always had to teach their kids a musical instrument. This the accordion was bigger than she was when she was first playing it. But she got to be real strong because she could carry this darn thing. This is the first appearance of Connie Francis. She went by her original name, Connie Francanero, on the Arthur Godfrey Talent Scouts. Listen, we're going to take you there now.
It's very nice to see you, lad, and thank you for bringing this gal to us. We'll put her right in the Lipton spotlight now. Her name is Connie Francanero.
Straight and narrow to reach my goal. selfish love I found in my mother's eyes.
Why is it we don't appreciate the kind of love only a mother can give until it's gone? I love you, Mom. And why is it I never found the time to tell you all the things you mean to me? I'm sorry, Mom. A simple thanks for being you right up to the very end. A thousand thanks for being you, my very best friend. When no one else is there, when I just can't seem to find the rest, Mom, I know you'll still be here. You'll always be the best.
Cry, stop that. I love you, Connie. Connie Francis listening in Florida right now on www.johnlabarca.net. This is Festival Italiano with, who else? John Labarca, of course, with my buddy Connie. You heard Connie as a little girl playing the accordion, daddy's a little girl, and then My Mother's Eyes, and now Bird Holiday. And by the way, that song, My Mother's Eyes, is on the new album, which will be featured shortly right here on our website, called John LaBarca's Family Album. Bird Holiday wrote this for his son, who became a very famous doctor. He went to Tufts, and he became a microsurgeon. And he saved a lot of lives, saved literally a lot of limbs. A very, very good doctor, surgeon. And this was Bird Holiday, part of the Gaylord singing duo. And Bert is actually Bonaldo Bonaldi from Detroit. And in Detroit, the city of Detroit, you'll still see a store called Bonaldi's. It's an Italian importing store. They sell music CDs, Italian CDs, cups, saucers, and coffee sets and coffee machines from Italy. And whenever there's a holiday, of course, they'll have the bocce, the Italian candies. And, oh, my goodness, forget about the chocolates from Italy. Ow! I'm not supposed to get into that. But this is now, we took care of the little girl, daddy's little girl. Here's daddy's son. Now, daddy's little girl is my daughter, Elizabeth. This is going out for my son, Jack Labarca. He's going to be a teacher. And this is a true story about a father loving his son, Bert Holiday, my little boy.
I love the world of my little boy. I love the world of my son. I love the touch of his little hand. I love his world full of fun. I need to want him, my little boy. I need for him to want me. I need to make all his dreams come true. I need the boy that I see. Feeling of pride he has given me. Only a man can describe. I never knew what a thrill he would be. This little boy by my side. Thank you. I love the world of my little boy. It's funny, it's simple, and it's true. I love the way he loves everyone. I love his world, wouldn't you? La gioia e l'orgoglio che hai dato a me, che solo un uomo sa capir. E più dei sogni hai portato così. I love the world of my little boy. It's funny, it's simple, and it's true. I love the way he loves everyone. I love his world. I love the way he loves everyone. I love his world, 'cause it's true. Every day, in every way,
try to prove the words I say over again and over again. Amore mio, amore mio.
Oh, beautiful. Ronnie Gaylord, better known as Ronaldo Fred Dinelli, got to love him like a father. As a matter of fact, my dad was alive when I first met the Gaylords back in 1975. They weren't called the Gaylords. In the late 60s and 70s, they went as a duo called Gaylord and Holiday, and they would appear. Do you remember the Hollywood... Oh, goodness. What was the name of that show? The Hollywood Palace was the name of that show. It was on ABC television. It was one of the last remaining variety shows left on television at the time. They appeared a lot on that. And the old Flip Wilson show. Remember the Flip Wilson show? Here was an African-American hosting a show of it. That was in the 70s. Unheard of, okay? And they appeared on that show. And when they came around to Connecticut, and I had my show in Connecticut at a radio station in Westport, and I remember the Gaylords as a kid growing up in Brooklyn. My father used to buy all their records they recorded on the Mercury label in the 50s. They were, you know, in jukeboxes, too. They were in top 10, top 5. They were top 2 hits. And Ronnie would write all the music and the lyrics, and they would sing it in American and Italian. They were all over it. Ed Sullivan Show, you know. And I said to the guys when I wanted to hire them for a show, a benefit for the Sons of Italy, I said, well, instead of Gaylord and Holiday... A lot of people know you guys as the Gaylords, so why don't you just go back as the Gaylords? And they thought it was a good idea, and that's what they did. Amore Mio was a song I played for the first time. I made it a big hit for them.